Lamont, what was it like, getting the cake from the guys?
That was awesome. Yeah. Man,
was it a total surprise?
It's a complete surprise. I don't do anything just for the cameras or anything like that, but it was a complete surprise. I was taken aback by it. We got a good group of guys. We have a great connection, and just the fact that they would even do that ahead of time. Crazy.
Just how much does it mean to win it, not just for yourself, but win it for the guys that, show up day in and day out and do their thing?
Yeah, really, honestly, that's what it is for. I mean, it's going to have my name on it, but really it has all of their sweat equity in it. And so, and that's my staff included, and but all the players and all the things that they have done to allow us to even be considered for an award like that. So, it's humbling, but at the same time, it just makes me, I've got a lot of gratitude for the guys that I have and the accomplishments that they've made this year.
When I asked the players this a little while ago, I mean, this is a team, obviously, that was overlooked so much before heading into the season, and you guys have achieved so much already. What continues to motivate this team to continue to want more?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Mississippi State game, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but if you look at it, the result of that game probably didn't really affect the seeding for this tournament. And so, it's like a throwaway game. It's senior night for them. They felt like they really wanted it or needed it as far as their tournament eligibility. But our guys wanted to win. They just wanted to win. So at this point, motivation is not even a thing. Some coaches are great motivators, but I think at this point during the season, they have so many things that they're motivated by, and there are times where I've had to push buttons early in the season in order to get guys to do this or not do that. But at this point, they're so locked in and focused and motivating. I think they want to achieve. I think they recognize that what they've done is pretty special, it's the most regular season wins in school history. And I think they know that they've done some special things, but they're not satisfied with that. They want to continue to make this ride last as long as they possibly can. So there's a lot of motivation to continue to move forward and play well and play together and just get as many games together with this particular group as we possibly can.
How different does this feel than maybe this time last year, coming into a 12-13 game playing today versus coming in here with 25 wins?
I think you're going to have a different level of confidence, belief. It's nice to be able to come in and watch a day's worth of games before you're playing. I had the opportunity maybe to even play on Friday if things had shaken out a different way. But we're confident. They're a confident group. And certainly there's a different feel to it when you come in and have had the season that we've had. I just don't for one second think that the guys don't believe they can beat any team that we've played. And obviously there are a lot of teams that feel that way, but they look back on what they've done this season, and there's a lot of evidence that would suggest that they may be right.
How many high school coaches or college over the last 2 months have called you to try and find the secret of how you get guys to have as much chemistry and play with as much effort as you
a lot yeah I mean honestly a lot of people have asked about it, but more people have just acknowledged it. I can't tell you how many people have acknowledged it. People that don't coach, just how many people say how fun it is to watch our guys play out there, just interact when timeouts get called, the guys that don't even get in the games. It's a ridiculous amount of text messages that people acknowledge that. So it's, you're around them every day. So you, at one point you notice that it was good, but you're around them every single day through 100 and how many ever practices we've had at this point and 30 some games. So you take some things for granted, but you get reminders all the time on just how they interact and how they play.
But you got a potential second, or I guess a potential matchup with Arkansas tomorrow. Feels like forever ago you guys won at Arkansas. Does anything stand out about them? What do you remember maybe about that first game?
I thought we played well in that first game. I thought we got off to a good start, and we continued it pretty much throughout the game. I don't remember the specifics, but I think we led almost the entire game, if not the entire game. and they're really talented. But yeah, you get so caught up in watching and preparing for these other games that I hadn't done a lot of Arkansas-related stuff until, you know, just recently. I've done a little bit just in terms of watching our last game with them, our last game with Vandy, and then trying just to prepare our team. We spend most of our time on our own stuff. I've always said that 90% of our game plan is based on what we do, and then that other 10% that relates to them, 90% of that has to do with personnel. And so then, you know, the rest is just a couple wrinkles, actions that a team likes. But so we've been spending a lot of time on us. But I remember we played well that game.
What is the what's it kind of like, I guess, kind of cramming, like in the regular season, maybe have 3 or 4 days to put in a full scout, maybe practice to the scout in a tournament setting? It's game happens that night. You have to prepare in less than 24 hours and do it again. What's that kind of process like in terms of expediting it into like a 24-hour sequence?
Yeah, once you get going and you're playing, I think you're worried most about just getting rested, like after you play, get rested. Get hydrated, you know, try to take a little information in when you can. It is all crammed in. I think at that point, honestly, that's why I think it boils down to what you're doing. Are you able to do the things that you do well, that are precursors to your team having success? Are you able to get to those things? And so I think it's more about you than it is about the other team. That's why the tournament, I think the way we do a scouting report, it does. It lends well to a tournament type style setting because, you know, we don't ask the guys to remember 45 plays that the other team, but you're just not going to do that, possibly ever, but you're definitely not going to do that on a one-night turnaround, right? So get a feel for the actions that they like, what they're trying to do, and most importantly, their personality.
How do you get a group of players that never experienced a conference tournament in this style before to be able to relax and have fun and just enjoy the experience at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, they've been in some big situations. I mean, we were playing at home against Kentucky, was the number 6 team, I think, at the time, right? And we go to Tennessee, and this will be something new and something different, as will the NCAA tournament will be something new and something different. But we got a mature group, an older group, and I think, you know, hopefully they just get out there and settle down. They'll be excited to play. So, you know, however the game goes in the first couple minutes, good or bad, you'll probably get it all figured out and settle down and get on to some other things. But I just think going about our business as usual is the best way that we can let the guys know that this is a normal game, a normal situation.
And since the LSU game, you guys won 4 of your last 5 to close out the season. A lot of teams can maybe let that one game beat them a couple times, but how have you guys kind of grown from that experience of losing that lead at home and then also turning around, winning 4 of 5, giving Tennessee all they can handle, and putting yourself in a lot better position here than maybe you thought you would have at the time of the loss?
Yeah, or maybe that other people thought that we would have, maybe, right? Or what we could have, because it would have been easy. You know, we lost 2 games in a row, and it was like, I heard someone say, they're back on track, the wheels have, I mean, this is a team that has risen from the ashes from last year and has grown so much, and they've lost only 2 games in a row, 1 time all season, with a total of 6 total losses for this group. I think they're a resilient group. But it would have been easy after the LSU because how frustrating the loss was and the way we did it. We had a lot of control over how that game turned out. It would have been easy to, you know, not be prepared, possibly have a couple of confidence issues. Guys, confidence is fragile these days. Moving on. So I think it speaks volumes that they were able to, and then we had to go on the road. I mean, we were on the road. It was at Ole Miss, at A&M, or was that Ole Miss and A&M?
Yep.
Yeah, Ole Miss and then A&M, back-to-back, right? Then you come back here and you get the bargain of having to play Florida, right? And that was that, and they were a good team, and they had won 9 out of 11 at the same time, and, you know, and then after that was that Tennessee next after that, right? Like, and they're playing for a conference championship and they're top four in the country. And then after that, you go back on the road again to Mississippi State and their backs against the wall maybe, and they're coming out with the cause and all that. And the guys prevailed, right? They prevailed through that. So I just can't give them enough credit. You can't give them enough credit for being the type of group that would respond in that way.